On this week's episode of Keeping It Real, Cam Marston sends us a postcard from his vacation on Highway 30A in Florida.
I'm on the front porch of a rental home on Highway 30A in the Florida Panhandle, drinking medium roast coffee, looking at homes that all look nearly the same. It's become clear to me, if a eunuch could be a place, it would be Highway 30A. This place has no seed. It has no soul. It's undeniably beautiful, from the beaches to the planned developments to the people. But it lacks oomph. It's the most homogeneous place I know. I've spent some time here over the years, and I struggle to find the words that describe how I feel. It's as if the Morton Salt Company spilled people, houses, cars, skin tones, and accents along a stunningly beautiful stretch of beach. Everything about it is all nearly the same. And it's not for me. While I know I'll be back since my family and my friends enjoy it, I'd be happy to be done with it. Some people spend their vacationing time going to places and being with people who are very much like themselves. They travel to places where they can allow their senses to be muted and, as they often say, they can relax. They vacation amongst and amidst the familiar. There's a second group, of which I consider myself a member, who prefer to spend their time vacationing amidst the unknown, the different, where their senses are stimulated and piqued, where there's a feeling of risk, of uncertainty. I'm a curious guy, and I mean that in both ways. And I'm most stimulated when I'm someplace different, someplace new, a bit uncomfortable, and learning. My most memorable vacations and my favorite destinations are to places that are very different from my norm. If you're a middle-aged white person and you enjoy being surrounded by people who look, sound, talk, smell, drive, read, dress, diet, can't dance, can't jump, and have the same number of children as you, there is no better place in the Southeast for you than 30A. You'll love it here. To many of my friends, 30A is their happy place. They struggle to understand how someone could not be over the moon for it. However, some of these people are the very same ones who say their favorite view of New Orleans is when it's in their rearview mirror. I don't agree. There are so many different things going on in New Orleans, so many different types of people, lots of unknowns, lots of surprises, and occasionally, some moments of sheer discomfort. And it's because of all of that that places like New Orleans attracts me. New Orleans has soul. It's where I wish I were right now, drinking a strong cup of coffee, wondering what surprises will unfold today. Here, monotony runs the show. I'm Cam Marston, just trying to keep it real.
To hear more commentaries, search for Keeping It Real with Cam Marston on your favorite podcast app, or follow Cam Marston on social media.